Betting on sports can be hard, but hiring Morgan & Morgan is easy. Morgan & Morgan is America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 1,000 lawyers. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/bestbets or dial pound law, pound 529 from your cell phone. That's forthepeople.com/bestbets. This is a paid advertisement.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Good Thursday morning to you. It is a numbers game at VSiN, where sports betting lives. VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, however you take it, we appreciate it. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, and Kelly and I already have a debate on something.
Good morrow.
Good morrow.
Good morrow.
Yeah, I said it means good morning, right?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
You thought it meant good tomorrow?
I thought it had something to do with tomorrow, like if you say it at the end of the night or something like that, right? Good morrow. But no, you're right. I just looked it up.
Okay.
Once again.
1-0.
Yeah, I was going to say Gil like 92, Kelly 7, but yeah.
Yeah, I've lost some on these. I'm not undefeated, that's for sure. Coming up on the show, it is Thursday here on A Numbers Game. You know what that means? Zach and Crack. It's the Zach and Crack comedy duo. Zach Cohen, VSiN senior editor, NBA and more. We like to characterize Zach's appearance. It'll be a lot more in terms of football, college and pro. We'll see what Zach is into, betting-wise. Will they make the playoffs? Make or miss? We got to do that. We haven't done that in a long time.
Yeah, so, this is the NFC edition for you.
The NFC edition. So you're talking, we got some Rams in there. We got some Cardinals in there. We got some Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
We got some Commies in there as well. We'll get to all the make and misses, the relevant teams in the NFC. I noticed you left the Niners off that list. That was interesting.
It did, yeah.
And then Bill Krakenberger, the other part of the Zach and Crack team, unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger, who will be in here for the second hour, as he always is. And we don't know what direction that goes in. Could go any direction. Also to your also
hence
our,
unscripted.
Hence, ergo unscripted. Also our Larceny Bourbon Smooth Bet of the Week. We will do that as well. Trevor Lawrence, it appears, is donezo. Donezo for the year, IR, yesterday. Likely ending the season. Already dealing with the sprained AC joint in the left non-throwing shoulder, and then the concussion, the big hit from Al-Zaire last weekend. And so he got suspended for 3 games, and Trevor Lawrence appears to be donezo. So there you go in terms of Jacksonville and whether they can end up with the first pick in the draft or whatever. Trevor Lawrence's career, give me a summation right now, Kelly. Just give me a summation.
Meh.
Yeah.
Meh.
I was once told before I could finish the question that he was generational.
Yeah, yep. Me too.
No, he's not.
Me too.
He's not. And a poor guy with the concussion now. It's just the injuries mount. So we'll see. Jaguars, who are vying for the number one pick in a Jaguars-Titans tussle this weekend. How much would I have to pay you to sit down? You don't have a bet on the game, okay?
Oh, man,
you're not allowed
this
to have
good.
A wager
yep.
on the game. Yep. And I'm like, Kelly Bidlin, how much money would it require you to watch the Jaguars at the Titans from the beginning to the end?
$300.
$300.
Yeah, $300.
Okay. All right. Maybe we should start doing that. Like every show do a segment like that. How much do we have to pay you?
Oh, I could have that conversation all day, because everybody has a number in their head. No matter, you know, when you even get those answers like, oh no, no, blah, blah.
Yeah.
No, everybody has a number. Whether it might be high, it might be low, you can get to a number with anybody on anything.
Wagerless, has to be wagerless, otherwise we could all watch them.
See, I always love, like, you just gave me the question, like, how much? I throw 300 out, so right, that your follow-up is, well, what if I told you 280, right? Everybody has a number.
Oh, sure.
Right?
Absolutely. Okay. Tonight, though, much better than Jaguars Titans, the opposite of that. Whatever Jaguars Titans is, the opposite of a barn burner, this is the old barn burner tonight. Packers and the Lions, Thursday night football from Ford Field in Detroit, where the Lions are 3.5-point favorites, and the total is at 51.5. You know what I like to do on Thursday? I always give a shout-out to Sean Kerner over there at Action Network. Is it Kerner or Corner? I have to figure that out. He does a great job with Thursday Night Football. Obviously, the Packers coming off the win against the Dolphins Thanksgiving night. Detroit with that, hey, the Bears decide not to call a timeout victory over the Bears earlier that day. The Lions have won 9 in a row. Packers have won 3 in a row. Something's got to give. 2-game lead for the Lions over the Packers. Remember, just a 1-game lead over the Vikings. As great as the Lions season has been, Those two teams in their rear view, not to mention the Eagles for the number one seed, outside of division, but in conference. So he makes the case, Corner does, and I think this is interesting. For those who don't love a bet here on the spread, let's talk about the total for a second. Lions use man coverage at a league high 43% of the time. Among 41 qualified quarterbacks, I would not have guessed this about Jordan Love. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the Lions play man coverage 43% of the time. Among 41 qualified quarterbacks, Love ranks 38th in quarterback rating, 39th in success rate against man coverage.
I wouldn't have expected that either.
But I got a better Jordan Love one coming for you. Lions blitz, fifth highest rate in the league, and the second highest rate since Aiden Hutchinson went down. So they've stepped up the blitz rate. Love has struggled mightily against the blitz. Listen to this. He leads the league, Jordan Love does, in EPA per dropback against four or fewer rushers. But you know what what happens when he gets blitzed, meaning more than four rushers? 33rd out of 34 quarterbacks. So literally, he almost goes first to worst.
Yeah.
Depending on what the defense is doing.
It's pretty incredible. Yeah, I mean, he's one of those guys we see get pressure in his face. He can make some mistakes.
Since joining in week 11, since joining the team in week 11, this is Darius Smith, by the way, 17 pressures, which are the most in the NFL. So the Lions pass rush, even though a lot of people are, you know, oh, they're doing it without Aiden Hutchinson, they have made up for it pretty darn well. As the top in DVOA against the pass, Detroit D is. They rank fourth in DVOA against the run, even though they recently lost Alex Anzalone, right, to IR. Jack Campbell, Malcolm Rodriguez, they've stepped up, especially against the run. Because like, you hear a lot of people saying, well, they lost Anzalone. So far, it hasn't really mattered.
Yeah, it's what do we always call it, the cluster injuries, right? Yeah. Like, they've got a lot of injuries on that defensive front and the linebacking core right now. Getting some secondary help back
there. And eventually it'll catch up to you. Yeah, I'm not saying it won't, yep. Right? But so far, so good. And then obviously the Pack tries to feature Josh Jacobs, so put all of that in the mix, and probably not so easy-peasy for the Packers tonight. They know that information about Jordan Love, and obviously the Lions are solid defensively in any department. As far as the other side of the ball, Packers have been solid against the run. They're 12th in DVOA. That's Aaron Schatz's proprietary stat. Again, granular play-by-play. What does that offense or defense do against league average given the same situation? And they have made a lot of adjustments, you know, on defense as well. More stacked boxes, by the way. Christian McCaffrey 2 weeks ago, 11 carries for 31 yards against the Packers defense. Devon Achane, 7 carries for 14 yards against the Packers defense. And here's the thing, Taylor Decker may not play. The Lions left tackle may be out of this one. He's yet to practice this week. And so, you know, if that's the case, Jared Goff is going to face pressure. That hasn't been a good career proposition for Jared Goff, though better these days. Yeah. Packers frequently move Rashawn Gary around to exploit mismatches. So maybe if it's Dan Skipper filling in for Taylor Decker, we might be able to find Rashawn Gary on that side a whole bunch.
Decker out now
officially. So there you go. Out officially. So Green Bay potentially containing Detroit's run game enough. They're not going to stop them. What's the Dan Patrick line? You can't stop it. You can only hope to contain it. But the elements for containing are certainly there. And then the Jordan Love stuff potentially struggling against, you know, the aggressive Lions defense. Under, perhaps, can we interest you in under 51.5? That the total's pretty high.
Yeah, you could. I look. I'm on the Lions side. Total wise, though, absolutely would be under before over for me. Yeah, just because I think both these teams would love to run the ball, and if they can keep running the ball, keep it out of these other quarterbacks' hands, other offenses' hands, they'll love to keep doing that, run the clock. So, yeah, I mean, 51.5, I think first instinct when you see these two teams is, oh, great offenses, right? They're going to put up a lot of points. But Jacobs on one side, the Lions running backs on the other, you just keep moving on the ground. These teams would love to do that. So, yeah, I definitely would be a lean to the under. Man.
Dave Ross made the point on air just before we came on here where he was saying, hey, look, if the Lions lose this game, it sort of changes everything in the NFC. And he's right. As great as the Lions have been, 11-1, for goodness sake. I have him power ranked number one. I've had him for half the season power ranked number one. Aaron Schatz, for goodness sake, he was on the show yesterday through the prism of his DVOA metric. He has them as, what was that, the 7th best team through 12 games since 1979, for as long as he's tracked this. seventh best of all time. And the six in front of him, five have made the Super Bowl, and the other got as far, got as close to making the Super Bowl as you can possibly do so by losing in overtime in the AFC Championship game, the 2018 Chiefs. So that's the kind of rare error he has the Lions in. Yet, because of the Eagles at 10-2, and in division because of the Vikings at 10-2, and these Packers at 9-3, they haven't secured anything yet.
Yep.
Anything. They haven't accomplished anything yet.
Yeah, two other teams that could still win that division.
Yes.
It's, I think the NFC's, it's shaping up very interestingly for the playoffs, because if you look at it, of course you want the one seed because you get the bye. That is the ultimate advantage, right? No, not like any team's going to be playing their way out of that. However,
not having to play a game is still the greatest advantage in play.
Greatest advantage you can have, yeah. But, you know, skip forward around in the playoffs. It is kind of interesting that you're going to have, looks like it's probably going to be Vikings-Packers with that first wild card seed, right? So you could be a situation where they play the lowest division seed, win, and then you're facing Lions versus Packers or Vikings again just in that second round. So that could be pretty wild going forward.
As we flash up the odds to win the NFC, just as you glance at that board, who is the team? Let's throw the Lions and Eagles out at the top, okay? Because Lions and Eagles, I think we all feel, are the cream of the crop at this moment.
Mm.
Generally speaking, others may have a different opinion. But if I said to you, give me the team most likely to win the NFC playoff bracket and get to the Super Bowl, if I told you that it's neither the Lions or the Eagles, I came to you from the future.
I mean, it's boring. It's still the Packers. It's still the Packers, and then it's still the Vikings next. I think after that is where it gets interesting with answers.
It's the Vikings because they could still be the team that gets the bye, right?
Yeah.
So I think they're the logical answer to that question.
I mean, at some point, we got to start giving this team a little bit of credit, too. I feel like we do this with the Vikings all the time. They had two losses.
How about Aaron Schatz having the Cardinals, his seventh-ranked team in the NFL?
Cardinals, Seahawks, Rams are all going to be dangerous.
Interesting. We'll come back. We'll give you your larceny smooth bet of the week. That's next, right here on A Numbers Game.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
With college football, the NFL playoffs coming soon, now's the time to give yourself a betting edge with a VSiN Pro subscription. Daily best bets with a leaderboard to see which VSiN expert has the hot hand. 19 hours of live programming, power, strength, and better ratings used by pro handicappers. Plus our exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa. Start betting smarter today for as little as $9.99. And see everything VSiN has for you to up your betting game. Sign up today at VSiN.com/subscribe. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Skill Alexander, we get tweets at Beating the Book. David Shalafour. Me to my wife, Jennifer Lawrence, I'm out. Kelly to Gil, match game, and I'm out. Kelly said if he gets a game show hosting job, he's out of here.
Oh, wow.
I agree. He's allowed to go. Chris Hartman. Gil, Super Conference should be 20 schools, four divisions of five. A plays B, C plays D, nine conference games for all. A, B winner plays C, D winner for title. Rotate who plays who each year. No Plinko of Indiana or SMU not playing top teams in conference play, even if they are 1-2. There you go. Okay. Paul Bovey, yes, I was bounced. Another Bengal casualty from Survivor, I assume he's saying. Birdie bets. Gil, I thought we decided your negativity towards the Steelers was going to stop. What did I say about the Steelers?
I did.
Oh, I was going to say. Mm-hmm. I was complimenting Mike Tomlin. For goodness sake. Steelers fans are very sensitive people. Michael Lafon, does crack have any quirks or memorable stories from Binion's back in the 80s and early 90s? It was such an amazing place.
Yeah. You know, they used to have when I first came to town, they had a great steak deal in their restaurant.
That's right.
It was downstairs. If I remember, it was like I don't know why I went to a downstairs.
But you weren't here in the 80s.
No, 90s, early 90s, 90, yeah. 91, 92.
Yeah.
But they had that deal going where they literally had a steak deal for like $5 or something, maybe even cheaper. It might have been $2.99, but they would line up, and it's a restaurant that was downstairs, I believe.
What was the first day you were in Vegas? What year? You're 91, you said?
I think it was 91.
And what was your what brought you here? And then what was your first reaction to it?
A guy that worked on the railroad, was it Railroad Andy? There's two different railroad guys. I don't know.
Railroad Andy.
Everyone had nicknames. There's no. By the way, that's another thing.
Yeah.
There's nobody with nicknames left. There's no cartoon characters
at left. What's the spot in New Jersey? The Borgata.
Right.
It's John, who was introducing me to folks. He's like, hey, is this Frankie Pants?
Right.
And I was like, yeah, I just started laughing because I'm like, that's such a throwback.
You know, like, there's so many Mikes. They're like yeah. Oh, that's Mike the Russian. Like, yeah. Like one other guy, like Mike the Russian was a real guy.
Frankie Pants.
No, there's no characters left, yeah. Cartoon characters. Kids are raised different today. They're raised in social media. They don't know these knock around kind of things.
Knock around.
Yeah. But however, though, my first time here, I was here with, this is how we were degenerates. He worked in the railroad for years. He got a settlement after 20 some years of $125,000, came to Vegas. He literally took everyone from the pool hall. I hung around pool halls. So he took everyone from the pool hall, like, who wanted to go. Six of us came out here. He treated us all, got us rooms, got us airfare. And literally, I hate to say it, you know, he blew the money. Frank was his name. No, that was Frank. Different guy. Good guy, too. What a shame. Yeah, he blew it $125,000. Not here, one shot, but he blew $125,000 a year. Because it burns a hole in your pocket when you have a lot of money when you're young yeah. and restless and just crazy.
And you never left.
No, I left. Oh, no, I left. I've been here 20-some years this trip.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I left. I was living in Jersey, working many multiple jobs. At the time, wasn't into pro betting yet. I was. I always knew about blackjack. My
so
cousin went to a blackjack
Clark games.
County school. Yeah, okay. I came to. I played casino games and craps and blackjack and everything else. Didn't really learn a lot of pro gambling angles until I read probably Anthony Curtis's magazine back then. You know, he had the Las Vegas Advisor.
Yeah,
and I remember coming here the second trip, dragging my wife, who was then my fiance, girlfriend, I told you, cutting out the aces out of the phone books.
Yeah.
Going to Lady Luck was a casino down here somewhere. Lady Luck. I think it's might be the downtown Grand now. And they had a ace also that was $25 you can bet with it, the first card being an ace. I think Anthony Curtis had all these little gimmicks on his, you know.
Still does great stuff to this day.
He does. He does. And, you know, we get off the plane. I told you, we go to that little casino by the airport, and I forget the name of it now, but you'd spin the wheel for a chance to get your airfare back. Like little, I always wind up with a six pack of soda. You know, that's what you get, six pack, you know. And you know, that's there was there when I first came to town, it was a different town, it was a better town.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to say that though, you know, because of the bargain. It was a bargain town. You know, they had the downtown here. Someone had like this unbelievable shrimp cocktail down. Oh, it was Derek's casino. Oh, he didn't have it at the time, of course. But the Golden Gate mm-hmm. had a 99-cent shrimp cocktail. The big shrimps,
man.
They'd line up at the bar for that in this beautiful little cup. And there was just everything was just better. There was a place. Matter of fact, I think we're in the building. I'm trying to think. I think we're in the building or next door. They had like 99-cent fried Oreos and mermaids, I think it was called. Like it was just crazy. There was a strip club downtown here. There was actually a strip club down. Glitter Gulch was a strip club. I think the girl, the neon girl, is here inside the building.
It is right down there. Yeah,
yeah, there was a strip club down here. Crazy. It was such a different town.
From from shrimp cocktails for 99 cents. You said 99 cents.
99 cents.
To F1 now makes me pay to go to my roof during an F1 race. That's the difference. Tailgate Sports went to a Caesars property in Indiana last weekend, and they didn't have the NFL package in the sports book, so they only played two local games. Also, you couldn't eat in the sports book, and no drinks were comped. Not a great experience. Wow.
Wow.
Get the license plate of that does or sports book if you would. Let's see. C. Spackler. No, he's are you discussing whether people are often blanks in sports in casinos? Let's see. This is from Craig Parles. Jeff Parles' dad checks in.
Wow.
Hello, Mr. Parles.
Hey, Mr.
He's letting us know that the great Jake Retzlaff has a endorsement, BYU's quarterback, with Manischewitz. Yes, way to go. Evan Klein, California poker rooms generally have food service. Nothing like a guy eating chicken wings with two live cards in his hand.
Ooh, he is right about
disgusting.
That. There's a great poker room that's one of the biggest ones too. I just can't think. Boy, I missed it. It's in outside of LA. Everyone has little carts that you pull right next to your table. And he's right. They're actually eating while they're playing. And that's just you're touching poker chips.
Chicken wings.
Oh, my
God.
No, it's commerce. That's the way it used to be anyway. By the way, one of the highest action rooms in the world. But, yeah, that's that. And I'm sure that's the way they still are.
Oh, that's terrible, Mr. Masterline. Will you guys teach Bill seesaw and scene? He doesn't like your grammar.
I'm sorry, guy.
For your conjugation of verbs.
Language, it's just I'm a knock around guy from back home. I'll use the word again. I'm not that college educated guy. We didn't have the money for college when I was little. So.
Numbers, guys. Kangol hat, as we always know it, Crack LL, and of course from the Yacht Rock Doc, Christopher Cross. Yes, Christopher Cross wears a Kangol.
Oh wow,
that's right. Wow. He does.
And then someone else said something about the Kangol. Jeffrey DeVore.
Oh yes,
the late Payne Stewart. I forgot he had. Yeah. He used to have these khakis that he wore too. Like,
No. The knickers.
Knickers. That's the right word.
He would wear, and on Sundays he would wear an NFL team's.
Oh wow!
Outfit. Remember, he had this whole thing where he would have the Kangol.
What a shame that he died. The way he died
in a plane.
In a plane, they lost.
They lost. Yeah, the cabin pressure.
Oh,
that's right.
What a shame.
Remember that, and they tracked it across America that day in the middle of the day.
Tracking it with the Air Force jets.
It fell in Montana or Idaho or something like that. Yeah, it was awful.
And they were making sure it didn't go down in a populated area. Bryson DeChambeau also pays tribute to him.
Yes. D-Gen Southern Gent, respectfully disagree with Zach's take on Carson Beck. He's been stellar last 3 weeks, 315 yards per game, 11 touchdowns, no picks. And during that time, hasn't been seen. that chick wants, she's the fly in Georgia's 2024 championship appointment. Let's see. And on with this. By the way, Mind the Gap Radio, Jaron Eisenberg, Newark Star Ledger. I'm through former GM and voice of Sportsline, 976-1313. Love the Crack. He's the former. This guy is, I don't know. We had a typo here.
He was really the voice of the. That's
what he says he was. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. There you go. Mind the Gap.
Boy, he owed me some money, buddy. How many times I used to call that number and the same recording would come on after you guys promised me that the update will be there in 3 minutes?
They promised it.
Yeah. You call back. It's the same recording. I used to always get so mad at that guy.
We forget how much of our gambling lives, as recently as within the last decade, I'm thinking, right? Even like 2014, 2015, were spent like getting baseball scores updated through a phone.
But before the internet, if you lived back east like where we live, we couldn't get the baseball scores at night.
Right.
If we fell asleep or something, you couldn't get them unless it was
back in the day.
Back in the day,
the
newspapers the next day wouldn't have them. It would say night game. Like, you know, you wouldn't be able to get the scores. You would have to call those sports phones, and we'd have to get our mothers furious at us when the bill came in.
Oh, I just talking from DC. If like the Bullets or the Orioles played on the West Coast, there was no chance you were getting.
How did
score.
You get them as an 18-year-old kid? How did you get the scores? Did you have a score phone too?
We had a score phone. I remember as
Radio.
A little kid, I would call. I worked up the courage. I remember the first time I did this. I worked up the courage to call the Washington Post sports department ask them the score of the game the previous night.
Did they give it to you?
No, they gave it to me. It was some guy who was like 7-3, kid.
Right.
No, he's like, he hung up on me.
Wow.
That kind of thing.
Wow.
But it was like, you know how you are when you're like 8 years old. You're like, okay, let me see how this goes.
These kids today have no
these
idea.
These kids are so much savvier. They're so much more worldly than we were.
Yes,
also,
yes.
Nothing phases them.
Absolutely correct.
You know, it's a different. It's a totally different time. We really grew up in the medieval period of this country.
I wish I did
and
it
the
again.
World. Yes,
I wish
I did it again. It was a quaint time, that's for sure. More with the Crack Man on the other side. It's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
The Sports Betting Network.
Coming up top of the hour after a numbers game, Money Moves with Stormy Bonatoni and Matteo Moreno. Matteo Moreno, otherwise known as Matt Brown. Stormy and Matt coming up noon to 2, followed by John Hansen from 2 to 3 Eastern. Prop points. That's prop points from 2 to 3. Make It Rain with Adam Schein from 3 to 4. Coming up at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Which brings us to our G-Bank Best Bets of the Day. G-Bank, the official bank of VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, and we have a bevy. Am I allowed to say the word bevy? Bevy of sports bets, courtesy of G-Bank today. Beginning with my own, quite frankly. There you go. There's G-Bank. I've got Alabama to win the college football championship. Once again, got that before the brackets were announced yesterday by ESPN and the penultimate announcing. The one before the one that counts. Alabama 18-1 to win the championship because, yes, I think Alabama's getting in no matter what. Lamar Jackson, we talked about earlier today, 12-1 to win MVP in the National Football League. I'm also on the Cardinals on Sunday, laying the 2.5 against the Seahawks. And the Rams catching the points, and a little sprinkle on the money line at plus 185 versus the Buffalo Billiards. I like how the Rams' running game matches up with the Bills' defense. Kelly Bidelon, who's that? He was on the show earlier. Kelly Bidlin. Lamar Jackson. He jumped on the Lamar Jackson train at 11-1 to win MVP. He is on the Lions tonight. We're going to get Crack's thoughts on the game tonight here momentarily. Kelly's on the Lions. He laid the 3 early in the week. Clever Kelly before it went to 3.5. He got the 3 minus 120. Then he has the Dolphins. Laying the 6.5 with the Dolphins against their division rival, Jets. Zach Cohen. Betting on X on Twitter. He's got the Raptors tonight, plus the points in the NBA, and the Grizzlies. He is laying 2.5 with the Grizzlies, the Memphis Grizzlies tonight in the NBA. Also got 3 championship game picks in college football this weekend. He's got the Clemson SMU under 56 in the ACC championship. He's got Texas on the money line against Georgia in the SEC championship. And he's got Arizona State on the money line against Iowa State in the Big 12 championship. And then the crack man, look at you. That's on the me. G-Bank best bets. He's got the Packers plus the 3.5 tonight. We will get the whole explanation from Crack momentarily. Best bets brought to you by G-Bank, the official bank of VSIN. The G-Bank Visa Signature Card is your best bet, delivering 1% cashback rewards on eligible gaming transactions and 2% cashback rewards on all other eligible transactions. For more information, head to VSIN.com/G-Bank. That's VSIN.com/G-Bank. Subject credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. Let me get your thoughts real quick before we get to some of these tweets. You do have the Packers tonight. You're taking the points. What's the story?
Yes, plus 3.5 still available right here in town at South Point, plus 3.5 minus 110. Having the advantages of living in this town, Westgate is the other side that Kelly's bet. Detroit minus 3 minus 20 right now. DraftKings minus 3 minus 18. So I just think that after what I seen Detroit's defense last week too, they get a couple guys back, but their defensive line is still really banged up. This is an old-fashioned division game, rival game here. I like Green Bay, and I've actually done pretty well in this space the last few weeks. I haven't really given out picks except for the last 3 weeks.
This space meaning?
This space right here.
Oh, this is our space. Our show. Our space.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, anyway, yeah. Listen, it's the NFL. I mean, it's not a giant bet, but I know one thing. I keep on betting South Point max bets, and they're not moving the line. So, but they, you know, they don't move off the 3.5 to juice. Right. They'll go to 3,
that's right,
which I expected them to do recently today, and they didn't. But that's fine.
Are you offended by their not moving it?
No.
Okay, I was going to say the way you were saying it sounded
No. Yeah. You know, I don't like betting into certain markets. That not being one of them, but like if I make a good size bet at Circa and they don't move, that concerns me.
That concerns you.
Yes.
In a pinnacle lean kind of way.
In a pinnacle lean kind of way.
Yeah.
Yeah. That means that there's a sharp person on the other side of that bet. And that's usually why it moved anyway, unless something moved in bulk, which doesn't really happen at a sports book like here. But it's great. Let me tell you, I always say it. If you're a serious bettor at all, if you're betting more than $50 a game and you come to town for more than like a day or two, you'd be stupid not to have many of the apps funded, like Stations, Wynn, South Point, maybe even Westgate now with their reduced juice on sides. And you really, if you're serious, you want to have all these places funded. And I know that a lot of people don't like that, though. They don't want to have money in apps. They want to touch the ticket after the game.
Yep.
How many people go to the counter? Look when a game's over. Look at the line at the counter, and the same people come back 10 minutes later to bet the next game to give that cash back. I don't know if they don't even realize you can just bet off your ticket. You know what I mean? Like, they have to touch that money when the game's over. And, I get it to a certain point.
If you know, Circa's app works fine, but there's a bunch of these in town. Part of the frustration is the apps are just not seamless. They just don't work seamlessly in
Vegas.
You're
right about that.
That's the biggest frustration that people from out of town have, where they're like, how bad is this app? And it's like,
some of them don't aren't seamless, but I always get to them all. But, I want to thank, Todd Bubba Horowitz gave us a text here. He's right. And Kelly confirmed it. So no one under 21 is allowed in Circa. I didn't realize that.
Yes.
I'll happily give my ID for that. Yeah. I don't want kids pissing at the pool.
That's the difference, right? Yeah. You can have, you brought up the South Point. You can have someone under 21 there, but you just can't go to certain areas.
Yeah.
Right. But here, right. No one under 21 at all.
There's a price you're paying that. I don't mind giving my ID now. That's different. And also, to give a good thing about Circa, definitely, if there's an award, the Las Vegas Review Journal should do it. They have all their best of One should be the cleanest bathroom. South Point, I'm sorry, not South Point, Circa would easily win.
I was going to say.
Their guys are always in here cleaning, and they're not wanting, you know, you go to some of these bathrooms that are dirty, and the attendant's sitting in there looking at the phone and looking for a tip. Yeah. You know, I don't mind tipping the bathroom attendant, but, you know, do your job. Have the place clean. I mean, so this place, though, every time I go in, the guys, they're cleaning the bathrooms here. At every bathroom you go in, this is definitely the cleanest bathrooms in the city.
We get tweets. Vegas regular. I used to call the El Paso Times sports desk at midnight for scores. An Angels fan. They were always so nice to me as a youngster. I'm glad you had that experience. But we share that in common. We used to call the local newspaper. My guys weren't quite as nice. Good friend, Chillionaire. We're Jersey guys. We don't got to apologize for nothing. Thanks, guys, and have a great day.
Oh, good. I love that guy.
This is like, yeah, Todd Bubba Horowitz, by the way. I can remember when I was about 20, we had a family get together at a resort. My sports phone bill was more than the hotel bill.
Oh, my
God. Good old days.
Oh, my God.
Richard Palma, Vacation.
That's him.
Vacation
That's
Village.
I mean, thank you, Richard.
Vacation Village.
That's exactly it. How does he know that?
Extinct hotel brand that had a bonus wheel that included airfare as a prize here in Vegas. Eric Cheshire. There were some free score lines back in the day, but you'd have to endure several minutes of touts trying to sell their picks first. They were generally obnoxious ads. No, you don't. Tout ads? Obnoxious? No. The James Lloyd. While in the Navy, I had to listen to Super Bowl in 1996 over Armed Forces Network in my headset while watching a radar screen. Let's see. And Mark Goldberg, who was one of the four guys that got to the end of Survivor last year. He did the four-way chop. And Lord forbid we call up and get the same recording again and again waiting for an update. And they never get to your game on a college basketball Saturday. 976-1313 lives forever, he says. That was the thing, man. You would endure the same loop of scores.
You would.
15 times before you just to find out
and
what yours
he,
was.
Sorry, Bill Crackman. Mind the gap radio. Sorry, Bill Crackman, about the late updates in the 80s and 90s. Yes. I'm the GM of the New Jersey Sports Line.
That's right.
Love your spot weekly with Gil. Thank you, my man. Appreciate it.
Raymond Scott at Raymond Scott Media says, Sports Pager was a handy device for many hardcore bettors and bookmakers for at least a good 10 to 15 years between and around 1985 to 2000. And he's showing us a picture of the old Motorola one. Maybe the best device of the past 50 years, Donnie Rightside Seymour says. I think we call it.
Did you have a
Donnie
pager,
Wright.
A sports pager?
We had, yes. I still have it.
The sports book used to give it to you free or something. I got a free one.
I have a little baseball one. It's this little white thing with a diamond on it. Why did I need that?
Yeah.
Like,
why
just,
did we
I,
need that?
Yeah. I was like, no, I used it for a good season.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know what? I want to get into one thing before this next 2 minutes here we go off
Please.
Air. Again, this is a subject I'm talking about again. How come I can't put my wife's name? If you trust your wife enough to put her name on one of your accounts in case something happens to you at one of these sports books. I looked into this recently, getting a trust. So I looked into this recently, and it's amazing. The casinos, you have to like show a death certificate and have to go through a lot of different ropes. Something happens to you. You know, if you have money in your sports betting accounts, I can't believe you can't add something or they have something on there where if something happens to you, this money goes to this person.
The sports books act like they're banks.
Yeah, but I mean, do you know how many people that probably, you know, die and probably no one even knows the money's there? Who gets it? I guess the casino. You know, I guess the sports books.
But you're right, though. The casino could just put in something that could make that process
easier. It's every casino.
Easier.
I'm not picking on anyone. Yeah. It's everyone.
Yeah.
The South Point's the only casino I know that.
But instead, they make you jump through all the hoops that you would in a normal financial situation.
Yes. I just went through this in the past week. I can't find one except for the South Point.
That's interesting.
They have paperwork. Vinny gave me paperwork that has, you know, on file. If something happens to you, the money goes to, you know, X.
Interesting that you're thinking about this, though, already.
Yeah. No, it's just something that.
Yeah.
I just told you. So I went and I had a trust made. So.
Yeah.
And the trust, they ask them questions, and they're green to this. And they say, what do you mean? You just go in there, and no, that's not the way it is.
Yeah.
So,
we talked about this with Vinny back in the day. I remember the South Point.
Yeah,
it's a thing.
Yeah, kind of interesting. Yep. Another hour has flown by.
I appreciate it as always.
Appreciate you.
Bill Krakenberger. At Bill Crackman with a K. Wisecracks, the name of his podcast. We've done all we can do. Stormy and Matt Brown next. Money Moves right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.